this. I appreciate what's been said. Brother Danny, Brother Chris, bring some good truth out. Surely we do try our own strength to fish, catch nothing. We'll have to be honest with them. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
And they said no. You know, people say, well, I don't understand why you don't have something. Well, sometimes he wants you to look to him. We want you to look to him, but what I mean is, they were fishermen. These people wasn't just out just messing around. That's what they did. They wasn't novices. A lot of times when we preach or do anything for God, we just do it. And sometimes we don't look to him. And that's just the truth. And God has to let you go empty that you might find where you get your source from. And that's right. That's just the way God is. Book of Kings, verse 1. Now King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat. Wherefore his servant said unto him, let there be sought for my lord the king a young virgin. Let her stand before the king, let her cherish him, and let her lie in thy bosom, that thy, my lord the king may get heed. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel, and I found Abishag, a Shumanite, and brought her to the king. The damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. And I want to look at another verse over here. In the scripture, verse 15, and Bathsheba went into the king, into the chamber, and the king was very old. And Abishag the Shumanite ministered unto the king. Here we find David's end days of his life here, and the Bible said that he couldn't get no heat, he couldn't get warm. And I want to preach tonight just on the thought, when you get old. Well, you can get old and be young in your heart, young. You can let things get old in your life. Yeah. Now I understand here David was up in years. The Bible said he was stricken in years. And them clothes that had, or them covers that David was used to having on him wouldn't give him no warmth. And you know, the night you can try a lot of things to warm your heart up, but you better know where to get the warmth at. You know, we live in a traditional day, and I won't say this. I like some traditions. I like homecoming because we eat together. That's a good thing. And there's some good traditions a church can do. But I tell you, traditions about made the church, my friend, die. And you say, wonder why the church has some death in it. It's because they ain't got no heat. David's vitality here was about gone. And the church today, we believe, thank God, is in a Laodicean day. Thank God, well, they say that they have it, but they don't have it. And you know, tonight, if you'd be honest, we all need warmed up. We all need, thank God, to get the God of heaven's warmth in our hearts. Thank God that we might have the power of God in our lives to make manifestation. Thank God when we speak and do anything for God. But here the king, I mean the man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel, and here he is in his last days. And really, if you look at this thing, his fourth son, Adonijah, he was behind that to get that woman to come. He wanted her to be an interceder to him. Amen. That he might get the kingship. But the kingship had already been promised unto Solomon. And Solomon was going to get it. And when he got everybody together, he didn't call Solomon. He just got his little crowd together. Thank God that he could get a little crowd with him. I don't say tonight, hey friend, we want the whole church to get it. Amen. And this isn't a little crowd of people down the church. We need the whole house of God to get some fire in their bosom and realize, thank God, we all got access to the King of Glory tonight. If we've been born again and we need him tonight, we need his fire in our heart. Amen. That's right. Thank God. And so, they get this young virgin to come, and
It looked like to me in that day that, of course, them men, they had more than one wife. They was a polygamous nation and concubines. It looks like to me that she might have got in with that concubine, you know, as his concubine. And, but the Bible said that she ministered to him, cherished him, but the Bible said he knew her not. And it didn't do no good for him. His vitality was gone. And it's really, if you think about this, my friend, if Jesus don't stir your heart, you're not going to get no stirring. I think I could have the gospel group tonight. I mean, I could have any kind of entertainment, but it never will stir your heart. You'll have to do it. That's why I say these people want a hot dog and hamburger on in. And I'm really not against that if you want to sacrifice out of your own wallet and take somebody out to eat a hamburger to get them to church. I think that'd be a good thing. But we're not living off that. That's not the basis of having any fire in the house of God. If our Lord can't fire you up in his word and what these men said and what I'm saying and what other any man of God says and the good choir that Sunday morning had the Holy Ghost and good singing around here, but everything centers around Christ. It don't center around me. It don't center around entertainment. It don't center around, thank God, my friend, what you want. It'll center around the preeminent and one, thank God that gave himself on an old rugged tree, rose again the third day, shed his precious blood, that you could have forgiveness of sin. And if we can't get no fire and heat in him, then we might as well, thank God, dig a grave and say we're dead, amen.
And David was near it. Solomon was about to come in. And you know why these things get old? We get old. But old, listen, Nicodemus was old. He said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time his mother's womb and be born? Well, you got to be born again, no matter how old you are. Amen. That's right. Whether you young or old. Thank God David was old. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. Hadn't seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. It don't mean you quit the older you get. It ought to mean you got more wisdom and you know how to handle things better. Amen. Gray hair means something. Praise God. It means that you got more understanding and wisdom in life. But old age. Amen. He's talking about the old disciple in the Bible. He did say all things pass away. Amen. God does. Thank God give you new life. And life is within you. Thank God when you're born again, you got a new nature. You got a new start. Thank God you got a new desire. Thank God, friend, I might be 57 in my body. But thank God I'm as new as I was the day I got born again. How can you say where's the fire? It's in the oven, friend. Thank God got the put the wood in the fire. And where there no wood is, the fire goeth out. And if you don't have no fire, thank God put some wood on the fire. How many of this man couldn't get no heat? How many of you living in a church day? And if people can't get no fire of God in them, and they can't get no heat, but buddy, I'm telling you, thank God get with him, and you'll find yourself on fire. Amen.
That's right. Too many people want blankets on them. Cutting them clothes, he said here. He said they trying to cover our clothes. What are we trying to cover up with? God help. You know, listen to me. I told you a while ago, I'm not against eating. But if we get more excited about coming to a hot dog supper than we do hearing a man preach, we got backslidden hearts. God help. I can go to a college barbecue and buy a hot dog. Amen. Go up there and get me a Coca-Cola and a hot dog. That don't fire me up. I like it. Amen. But I tell you, I don't go home singing, thank God, about them giving me a hot dog. Amen. That's right. I go home singing Amazing Grace. I get something from God. He would say, how much stirring are we going to have? Much as is in you. Much as is in you. You can have much as is in you. If you come dead, you'll leave dead. Amen. That's right. You come not expecting, you probably won't get nothing in your book or in your basket. Amen. You got to come for something. Amen. I'd hate to live my life dead. Amen. I tell you, if you're dead unto God, you're lost. Amen. God don't have no dead children in His family. The dead in Christ shall rise first. That's them the Son gone to be with Him. Thank God that their body's in the ground. Amen. That's right. But the dead, thank God, my friend, He shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing. But we've been quickened. We've been made alive. We don't have deadness. Amen. Brother, the old ladder's dead, and I'm alive unto God. I don't have to live by the dead law. Why, the law's dead to me, friend. I'm alive to God. I'm not married to a dead man. Amen. I'm married to Christ. He got out of the grave the third day, and He ever lives to make intercession on my behalf. Why would I act dead? Thank God when I'm hooked up to life. Amen. Praise God. That's right. Throw in the Baptist church. Amen. Stooped in a pew and a tradition. God help. That's what we're going to try to warm them up with. Give them a hot dog supper. Put them traditions on them. Try to warm them up. Amen. Three songs and a poem. Warm them up. Amen. That's right. You'll get what you bring.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Amen. That little boy brought a lunch. Thank God he could have ate it himself and not helped nobody. He could have shared it and just two people could have ate it, but he gave it to God and the Lord Jesus and everybody got to eat. Amen. That's right. What you holding back for? Amen. What you holding back for? Brother Shake mentioned that Sunday night. What's a man holding back for? If he's wanting to fire somebody up. In God, David was old. And he went in there and his wife got in there and said he's very old. Amen. You say that gets old to me. Thank God, kindle something. Amen. Amen. That's right. I like hot dogs all the way. Amen. But if it gets old to me, maybe I'll take the slaw off. There's some things don't get old to me. The Bible don't get old to me. Amen. This is the scripture, friend. It's new every day. Amen. It's a precious new every day. It don't get old to me. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. You know what? Things get old to people. You know why? Because they don't work on it. They don't add nothing to it. Amen. That's right, friend. Thank God. That's right. If you don't never do nothing, add something to it. Amen. And make some life in it. I don't want to be in it. That's me old to you. That's right. Amen. That's why people say, well, I like that kind of preaching, but after they hear it 10 years, they don't say that no more. You know why it got old to them? That's right. Amen. It ain't the Word of God. It's the delivery. Amen. That's right. The Word of God is the same. Why should it change? Amen. It don't matter what style a man's reading it in. It don't matter whether he's jumping up and down or whether he's sitting there looking at you. Amen. It's just the same book. Why should that get old to you? Amen. That's right. Praise God. Well, you know it first. God told Ephesians. He said, you've left your first love. He said, I've got that against you. You're independent, fundamental. Amen. You do right. You try to false promise. You know your doctrine. But he said, I got somewhat against you. He said, you've left your first love. Shouldn't, because we know him better, shouldn't that stir us more? Huh? Amen. When you know somebody better, shouldn't that stir you more? But it don't. That's why they left their first love. They got in commonplace. They done everything right. That's the way people are. They're in a ritual. I hate rituals, don't you? God help, that's what them Pharisees done. They recited the same prayers all the time. They just went through the same thing. Washed their hands a certain way every day. Cleaned the pots. Amen. Looked around, see if they could find fault with somebody. And friend, they just lived in a repetitious lie. And it never was no life. Amen. Hey, God, friend, if you don't learn, amen, to love, and let the love of God consume you and fire you up, you'll be a dead Baptist. say all your credentials. You can give them, they can give them 2 pages long. Bless God, I'm a Baptist. I mean, I believe this black back book, and I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection, and still be dead as a hammer. I'm going to tell you what, if the Holy Ghost of God don't stir you up, yet just facts alone ain't probably going to do much, because you're going to have something that's touching it. Amen? And what we've got in this day is we've got head knowledge, but we don't have no heart fire. Amen? We've let things get all to us, and we've just lived this way. And friend, that's why the church is a dying. That's right. Amen. You know, when I come here 27 years ago, I mean, I started preaching in August, and you know, what if we just said, well, we got about 20 people now. We don't want nobody else. We don't want nobody else to come in. We'll just do the same thing for 20 years. You think you could eat the same thing every day? That'd be pretty rough, wouldn't it? Now, I'm going to tell you what, I could come close. Yeah, you're talking right. But I wouldn't want to eat fried chicken for breakfast. I wouldn't want to eat fried chicken for breakfast, dinner, and supper. I wouldn't want to do that. I had vegetables for supper. I won't go back and get the same thing probably tomorrow. And I am pretty in that kind of old routine sometimes. But that's the way people are down at the church. Now, don't listen. I ain't tell. Don't you go home and say, "Well, the preacher's talking about me." I'm not talking about you.
Come on.
But we got to park in the same spot.
Yeah. Come on.
We got to sit in the same place, which I'm not against that. I think it's good. But what I'm going to tell you what. Now, I know you're not going to do it, but I'm going to say it anyway. If these pews here were better filled, it'd make more effect in the service. The closer up you move to the better it is.
Yeah.
Amen. I know some of you ain't going to do it. You wouldn't care if Jesus got up and told you to move to the front. You wouldn't do it. But I'm telling you what, it'd make a difference.
Yes.
It'd make a difference. You know why? I'm just too old. I told the Lord, I'm honest with you. I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, I'm getting a little old. I mean, I am. I mean, I'm experiencing some things now that I never have physically. You know, I get tired easy. But some of that's my fault. And I look in the mirror and I ain't getting no younger." That's right. And a mirror only to show you what you look like. It ain't going to change you.
Right.
Amen. You can look in the mirror 10 minutes and it's still going to be the same. And it ain't going to change you. The mirror's not going to change you. Amen. The Bible, thank God, is a mirror. It shows you what you are. You got to have high yourself.
Come on.
Thank God, the mirror ain't going to clean you. You got to apply yourself to what the mirror says. What are you looking in the mirror for? Is there anybody in here honestly hadn't looked in a mirror today? I looked in it this afternoon when I was doing my tie. I do when I put my clothes on, I look in the mirror. That's right, isn't it? You look in the mirror today.
Yes, sir.
Did you? What'd you see?
Ugly.
You ain't ugly, man. You do.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? He's my buddy. God help. You mama's boy. Come on now. Mama don't think that. You a nice looking young man. Well, you're getting old. Amen. Well, I look at pictures. You know, pictures don't lie. That's why you look. You ever notice this? When people's got a stack of pictures, you're looking for the one you're in. You know that's right. Don't y'all sit there and think you don't. Yeah. People say, "I don't like pictures of me." I'll tell you what, you're getting older. Now I'm going to tell you what, it's what you do when you get older. What you going to do? You going to lay on the sideline? If he got some fire in you up, hey, listen, he couldn't get enough. He was very old. It said his wounded. He said it's old and he's stricken in years. But then it said he's very old and he couldn't get no heat. I mean, I'm not being ugly about it, but they put that young virgin right there before him to see if he'd have any vitality to him. And he didn't. In other words, this man's about dead. And you know what? When Jesus don't stir a church, we might as well get the shovel out. Isn't that right? And I can tell how people sing Victory in Jesus. Great song. What kind of vitality you got to that? Life. This is my Lord I'm singing about. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Oh, you've been in the world all day and you've had to fight hell all day and distractions and everything about from God. And you come into church and you say, boys, I hope the preacher can say something tonight. Well, I wanted you to say something if you had anything. I might need it. I've tried to read today. I probably spent 4 or 5 hours reading books and a little bit of the Bible. I probably read books more than did the Bible today. But it was spiritual books. And you know, you come into church and you think, man, that preacher, I mean, he's been reading his Bible and he's been praying. He's been seeking God. Why would he come in with us? Hey, friend, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost has got to give you something.
Amen.
And this is what he gave me. He said, go ahead and tell them if they can't get no heat over Jesus Christ, they near dead.
Yeah.
You can't get excited about him. What in the world are we doing here? Oh, we're here to look at one another. I like you, but we could go down to Walmart and look at one another. We could go to the steakhouse up here and sit around and look at one another. We come to see Him. We can fellowship anywhere in which the church is the people. But the fact of it is, we come to church to worship Him. If we can't get stirred and have some heat about Him, what are we doing here? Amen. I mean, praise God. I'm telling you, amen's in the Bible. It's in there. I mean, it's the very last word in the Bible. He said the last word God ever put in the King James Bible, and I reckon even in some of them other ones, I don't know, but I'm telling you one thing, amen, and the one Bible I got, and the one I read, and the one I preach out of, the very last word is amen!
Amen, yes.
Praise God, I'm about to get everybody to read it out loud to just get an amen. I mean, there's something in me that when somebody speaks the truth, it says, amen. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something about expressing yourself and having some fire in you. Somebody says if you got fire in the pulpit, you'll have fire in the pews.
Yes, sir.
If you got fire in your heart, you'll have fire in worship. You won't come in like a 6-foot icicle. God help, they cold. That's Brother Mibby one time we was here testifying. He's honest about it. Brother Mibby, he's honest. Somebody said something. And the next day we was talking about testifying. I said, what'd you think about that testimony? He said, I thought it was a little cold. Cold testifying comes from a cold heart. Cold living comes from a cold life. Amen.
You can't be what you're not. And we can't produce what we don't have. But I'm telling you what, when you got Him in you, and He's real, you'll have some heat in you. You might be old. This man here, if you want to talk about age, he's the oldest one in here. Ain't nobody else in the 90s. You in the 90 club in this church. 92. But he's still got some fire. Still got some fire. Amen. He likes preaching. He goes to sleep with it every night. That's right. Got some fire. What in the world would a world think about us if everybody got on fire for God? And this thought, Jesus, they come here and said, this church loves Jesus. Wouldn't that be the best testimony a church could have if they love Christ? They love Christ! They love one another! In fact, Ecclesiastes writer said, it takes two to make heat. One being alone can't make much heat. That's why they got to throw a bunch of covers on them. That's why David needs a bunch of covers. Myself. Don't throw tradition on him. Let's talk to him a little bit. Let's throw some rituals on him. Let's throw some dead sin on him. And dead preaching. Let's maybe he'll warm up a little. Oh, we praise God. The people, it takes two. Amen. I mean, I'm married, praise God. Amen. I don't have to hug the air. Hug my wife. You men know it's good to get a good hug. Warms you up. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. This is the truth now. If you want to apply it, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. If you learn to hug one another every day, it'll help you. You know why? You start looking for it. If that wife met that husband coming in the door and said, honey, I love you. It's good to be. See you home. He's going to get you probably, Miss Shanks. Go ahead and get him. We'll talk to him afterwards. Hey, he can be standing at the door, can't he? That's right. You got to help her. Really? If a man come home and his wife is standing at that door, when he comes in, she gives him one big hug. You know what he's going to say? Boy, I'm looking forward to getting home now. I'm looking forward to getting home. Ain't that right? Because that really helps me. Do you know love in amongst the brethren? There's something about this now. And Jesus talked about that. He talked about touching, praying. I'm talking about righteous stuff now. If you've got a filthy mind, then that's your fault. God bless you.
Yeah.
I love you. Appreciate you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. God bless you, my dear sister. And when you do that as a church, there's some heat in that. Spiritual love. Fervent love. One for another. It gets abroad in the church. And before you know it, you say, buddy, I tell you, you're a blessing to me. Thank you for telling me tonight what you did.
Yeah.
You'll say, hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I'll tell you what I want. I want to assemble with the church and I want to have some heat. That if you're cold, it'll make you warm. Amen. That's right. That's right. If you got a little fire in you, amen, you don't come in the back door and you say, You don't shake nobody's hand. Everybody ought to shake visitors' hands. I've saw this and I don't like it. There's a visitor sitting there. You come back. They need some heat. That's what them couple told me. Sheets. His wife said, "You got a friendly church." I said, "Man, I like that." Now, if you don't really like them, you still got to love them, like Brother Shank said.
Right.
God bless you.
Amen.
And just shake your hand. We don't have women hugging men. I ain't having it. You know why? Unless they're my grandma's age or my mama's. Which my mama's, she's kind of young, you know. 29. They get her shaking. See what you get when you're in your son's church, you get preached back. One time I was hugging my mama, this is honest truth, never forget it. Greg Grant was preaching revival, and she was right here, and she come in and said, she started hugging me. My mama did, and I hugged her. And Greg Grant was just looking at us, and she said, "I'm his mama." And he said, "Every man's got his own wife."
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Every woman got her own husband.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So I love all the women in Christ Jesus. And I'll shake your hand. And older women, I'd hug their neck, but I ain't going to do no bear hugging. Amen. Isn't that right? Where's the heat at? Where's the heat? Y'all cut the heat on when it's cold in your house? I do. I get up in the morning sometimes, it's cold. We cold people at night. I don't like sleeping in hot. But when we wake up in the morning, we need some heat. We need the heat in the church. You know what? I've come in and preached in ice houses before. I come in and, man, I feel like, under God, I need a coat. Man, what's wrong with them out there? Y'all come in and I'm preaching the heat. That way I sweat. If I don't sweat, you can tell one thing, it's cold in here. And I'm not talking about temperature on the wall. David got no heat! I'll tell you what we need the heat. See how we get it, preacher? Live in it. Live in the heat. Live on fire for God. Live in His presence. Amen. That's what it says. I was wondering what your temperature is. Spiritual temperature. You know, we got a thermometer at the house, and when I had that flu, I put it under my tongue. I hate that stuff, don't you? Try to hold it under your tongue. They want your hands all on it and stuff. And it's crazy. Brother Danny said they come up with something now. They're thinking, what'd you say, Brother Danny? They take that in some kind of temperature thing and just rub it across your head.
Yeah. Right across your forehead and down the face.
Yeah, and they say, but it was I had a high temperature. Well, it was higher than 98.6. So that meant I had some fever. And when my wife put her hand on my head, she said, "You feel hot." Mm-hmm. I wonder when people look at us for God, they'd say, Them people's hot for Jesus. They got a temperature. Amen. May God help us to have the heat that comes from the Spirit, from the Scripture, and from the sanctuary of people that want Jesus. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing me.